Hi, everyone. Before we start this week's Godcast, Frank and Christina asked me to remind you about the National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 2nd, 2013. A History with God Ministries was named the official facilitator of the National Day of Prayer Task Force for Mercer County, New Jersey. Along with National Day of Prayers, New Jersey State Coordinator Parthenia Dixon, A History with God Ministries will be meeting on the steps of the New Jersey State House located at 125 West State Street in the City of Righteousness, Trenton, New Jersey at 12 noon on Thursday, May 2nd, 2013. Don't miss it and stay blessed. Have you ever felt overwhelmed? How about anxious, fearful, or guilt-ridden? Have you ever felt so stressed out that you wanted to crawl into a hole? At times, we've all felt overwhelmed and controlled by the stresses of life. But through the power of the living Word of God and the Holy Spirit, you can put all of those feelings aside and listen to what Jesus has to say. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. Without any further ado, let's welcome the host of this broadcast, Christina Sasso.
Hi, everybody. This is Christina Sasso here. Welcome to our partners and our friends and our listeners and those people out there who are just tuning in for the first time. Welcome. I am doing this week's Godcast. I'm actually just kind of going with the flow here of the Holy Spirit and what I think He wants to say today. And in my devotions, I've been in the past 2 months in Deuteronomy and Joshua, as well as the New Testament and Acts. And I've been listening to a lot of Bill Winston's teachings and podcasts, and I'm just tracking along with this idea of being a dominator. We were originally put on the earth back in the day of the Garden of Eden to take dominion. God said to Adam, take dominion of this garden. And then when Adam gave up that right to the enemy, he forfeited that ability to dominate. But that doesn't mean that God still wasn't with him and that God was still not a God of blessing and goodness. But however, now fast forward into the new covenant with the second Adam, the second and the last Adam, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. He came back to this earth the first time to take back everything that the enemy stole. And he did that quite effectively. He took 39 stripes for our healing. He took beatings and humiliations for us. He went to the cross and bled and died for our redemption. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. He redeemed us from sin. He went into hell and he took back the keys and the crown, and he marched out of there, putting the enemy to shame and humiliation. And he rose again from the dead, and he lives today to come a second time in his second coming, when he comes to take us all home where we belong in heaven. See, we're not residents of the earth, we are actually residents of heaven, and we are deployed to the earth to accomplish a purpose. Every single one of us has a purpose that God has assigned to us. So, that being said, after Jesus took back everything, that means, in effect, we should be living like Adam lived before he gave up his rights. We should be living as if we're living in the Garden of Eden. Now, if we don't know this, and we don't have a revelation of this, then we'll constantly be struggling, and we'll constantly be living in the world system, and we'll constantly be trying to make it, and trying to get our needs met, and working by the sweat of our brow, and everything that the curse brought. If we don't have a revelation of what that means, to be redeemed from the curse, then we won't fulfill fully the promises that God has for us and the purpose that God has for us. We are now, in this day and age, as Christians, as followers of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who did everything already, who finished the task. There's nothing more that we have to do as far as finishing the job of salvation. He took care of sin, failure. He took care of sickness. He took care of all of it at the cross. So since he took care of all that, then we should be living that fully redeemed life. And the only thing that's holding us back from that is the revelation we have in our own mind. How far has our mind been renewed? So when we read the Word, when we go into the Word to renew our minds, we also want to get that Holy Spirit revelation so that that change can take place in our mind to reveal to us by the Holy Spirit what has been purchased for us and what our redeemed life should look like. Our redeemed life should look like a life of domination. We do not compete with the enemy. The enemy's already been defeated. Jesus finished that job. The enemy is defeated and he is under our feet. Now, if he's under our feet, that means we have dominion over him. So that means anything he comes at us with, first of all, is a lie, because he can't do anything except lie. He's a liar and the father of all lies, as Scripture says. So that since he's a liar, anything he shows you or tells you or thought that he puts in your head is a lie. And proceed from that point. The devil is a liar. Since he is under our feet, we don't compete with him. We don't fight with him. And we don't fight with people either, even though the devil can influence people to come against us. But the scriptures say we don't fight against flesh and blood, but as powers and principalities of this present darkness. So we go out into the world. And what I try to do now every day is when I step out of my home, I try to imagine everywhere where my foot steps is holy ground. Everywhere where I plant my foot, it's claimed for the glory of Jesus. Whether it's in the supermarket or the gym or the streets of Philadelphia or the streets of New York or the shopping centers, the parking lots. As soon as I enter that space, the atmosphere changes. I'm bringing heaven to that place. I'm bringing my hometown, which is heaven, to wherever I go. I'm bringing the Garden of Eden to wherever I go. So I've heard people say, oh, I have this job and it's full of unbelievers and I'm praying for the Lord to get me out of here and put me in a good job with surrounded by Christians. And I always think, well, I think God put you in the job with all the unbelievers because you're supposed to be the light there. God will bring you to the darkest place so that you could be the light. Darkness never wins against the light. Never, ever, ever. As soon as you light the smallest match, one tiny match, it illuminates the darkest room. It's not until that match goes out that the darkness overtakes it. It's not until the light leaves that the darkness returns. Our job is to bring the light into any situation, to bring the Garden of Eden into any situation. So when I imagine stepping into a place that maybe is not full of light, or a dark place, I imagine when I step in, under my feet is growing green grass, and then vines are growing, and then trees with big fruits are growing, and it's taking over every space around me, and heaven is invading that space as I walk in. Because when I walk into a room, I am bringing the Holy Spirit with me. When I walk into a room, I'm bringing the kingdom of God with me, and nothing and no one can stand against it because I dominate. And people say, ooh, that sounds very mean and aggressive. No, I'm dominating to bring the glory of God into a place. I'm not dominating to put people under my thumb or to manipulate or to hurt people. I'm dominating to bring the glory of God in. I'm dominating to bring health in. I'm dominating to bring light and healing and prosperity in. Now, the scriptures that I was reading in Joshua 23:1-16, it's actually the whole chapter. I'm not going to read every line. You can go and read it to yourself. I'm just going to skip around. Joshua 1, the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies round about. And then skipping down to Joshua 23:4, behold, I have allotted to you as an inheritance. Skipping down to 5, the Lord your God will thrust them out before you and drive them out of your sight, and you shall possess their land as the Lord your God promised you. So be very courageous and steadfast to keep and do all that is written. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and strong nations. No man has been able to withstand you this day. One man of you shall put to flight 1,000, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you, and he promised you. Not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass. Not one thing of them has failed. I was skipping through some scriptures in Joshua 23 that stood out to me. God gave the Israelites rest from all their enemies, and he thrust them out before them. He thrust their enemies out before them. He drove them out of their sight. Now, they had to do the actual fighting, but God went before them, and he told them, you will possess the land as the Lord your God promised you. And then it says, so be very courageous and steadfast to keep and to do all that is written. So in the scriptures, I'm just going to go to that one. It's Joshua chapter 23:6. So be very courageous and steadfast to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, turning not aside from it to the right hand or to the left. Now here's something cool that I just want to bring in here too. It says here, so be very courageous and steadfast to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Now here's something that really jumped out at me. We already have kept all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Meaning, we do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Well, how can you say that? How can you say that you do all the things that are written in Leviticus and in Numbers? Well, here's how. Jesus did it. He took care of the book of the law. He took care of the book of the law of Moses. He met every requirement of the book of the law. And when we accept his sacrifice for us by what he has done, we get that benefit of having fulfilled the law. See, he paid the debt. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. So that means we've already met every criteria of the law, not in us, in our own actions, because we could never do it, but through what Jesus did, through his ultimate sacrifice. So that's why we are the recipient of all the blessings and none of the curses. When you read Deuteronomy and you go through Deuteronomy 28 and the blessings and the curses, all those blessings, I'm blessed in the city, blessed in the country, I'm the head and not the tail, I'm blessed coming in and blessed coming out, my trousers are blessed, my fields are blessed, the livestock is blessed. All that is for us because Jesus met the criteria of the law. None of the curses are ours. Again, how could you say none of the curses? We fall every day. We miss the mark. We miss the mark. But guess what? We've already been forgiven of every sin, past, present, and future. We've already fulfilled the law. We fulfill the law through our faith and belief and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the law. In reality, every letter of the law, Jesus fulfilled when he walked the earth. And then he made the ultimate sacrifice by taking all our sins, every single one that we would ever commit, everyone from our past, everyone from our future, the one that you're doing right now. And he took it on his body. He took it on himself so that we would not have to carry it, that we would be redeemed. We would be forgiven. Past tense, we have been forgiven. When you look at the Old Testament and it says, God will bless you with this and God will bless you with this, your enemies will be turned back and you will dominate in this war if you are obedient, if you follow the law of Moses, if you do not turn from the right or the left, if you do all the sacrifices, if you, there's no more if you for us because Jesus did it all. And that's why we are to live today as if there is no law, because the law has been met. The letter of the law has been met. Now, again, I'm not saying you live your life in a crazy disobedient way, but I'm trying to release you from the burden of condemnation where you say, well, these promises are not for me because I fail. I sin and I miss the mark. And I'm saying to you, these promises are for you, because you could never fulfill the law of Moses. There was only one person who could do that, and that was Jesus. These promises are for you. These Old Testament promises, the blessings of Abraham, are for us. The blessing that was meant for Adam in the Garden of Eden is for us now. Everything's been addressed. Everything has been taken care of. That's grace. That is grace. The beauty of the grace message is that we're free. We're free. We're no longer condemned. We're no longer cursed. And that's such good news, you just want to share it with people. That God loves you so much that he gave everything to have you back in right standing with him. You might be doing something right now that you would say is a sin. But God says, if you believe on my son Jesus and what he did, then you're the righteousness of God. And I will defend you against your enemies. And you will dominate in every situation. You're going to walk into a situation where maybe people have been talking behind your back, or it doesn't look good, or maybe you're walking into a situation where maybe you feel you don't have the education that everybody else has, and you will dominate because you walk in there as the righteousness of God. You walk in there with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. You walk in there with everything that God has backing you up, angels backing you up. Persecution will come. Yes, Jesus said that. But you win. You still have the victory. Rejoice in persecution, because that means that you're doing something. If people are coming after you, or things are coming after you, and it seems like, what is going on? You examine the situation. You see, where am I going? Am I off in any area? And then you say, you know what? I rejoice because I'm actually doing something. I'm bringing light into the darkness. And the enemy hates that. So he's going to try and distract you with everything that he's got, with every lie. He'll send people into your life. He'll send issues into your life. He'll send a million lies in your health, in your relationships, in your job, in your finances. They're all lies. And guess what? We already have the victory. Why? Because Jesus bought it for us. We are to dominate every situation. We are to go into cities. We're to go into the barren places and bring life and light into those places. I hope that this podcast is making sense and it's coming together. It's gelling. I think the summary of it, to summarize what I feel the Holy Spirit is saying, is stop running from the fight. Stop cowering. Stop being afraid of the dark. You have the light. Bring it into every situation. Bring it into your job. Bring it into your neighborhoods. We are to be the instrument of change in this world, in our government, in our schools, in our justice system. We are to be the dominators, bringing God's justice, God's glory, God's health, God's finances into every need. We have the answers. A really good resource for me, because I've been listening to this and reading different scriptures, is Bill Winston's podcast, Bill Winston on YouTube. If you go to www.billwinston.org, his teachings about dominating will get you fired up. It's so clear. It really is. He talks about justice and recompense, and it's just empowering, and it's scriptural. So I encourage you to listen to those. Read the scriptures for yourself. Go to the Word with everything. Put everything up against the Word. Because if the Word don't say it, then I'm not saying it. I'm going to speak what the Word says. And the Word says that I am to be the light unto the world. I'm to be the salt of the earth. And I'm going to take that seriously. Will you join me? In closing, I just want to also remind you that May 2nd is our National Day of Prayer. And we here at History of God Ministries will be at the State House in Trenton, New Jersey. Check it out on our website. There's a flyer there that you can download and print. You can hang that up at your jobs, or maybe in the supermarket on the bulletin board. Hand it out to friends or at your churches. Love to have a group of you there, and we'd love to meet people. So May 2nd is the date. We'll be meeting at 12 p.m. at the State House in Trenton, New Jersey, and we hope to see you there. This is Christina saying, stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.